Took me out of my prime. Had to retire and turn to my... Oh, fuck. Took me out in my prime. Had to retire and turn to the amateurs. Best injury of my life because it led to me... You rat fuck. Took me out in my prime. Had to retire and turn to the amateurs. Best injury of my life because it led to me meeting you, Gubis. You've gone so long without a proper cuddle, you didn't even realize you had a deficiency in it. It's alright though. You are back. It is in my expert opinion as a cuddle doctor. You should really take your professionals more seriously. I'm trying to help you by cuddling you. I'm trying to help you by cuddling, and this is how you repay me. With lots of giggles, it... Oh, okay. Not being cuddled is a very serious condition that accepts 1 in 4... Bitch! With lots of giggles, like it's you don't, like, ugh, what the fuck, dude? With lots of giggles, it's like you don't even understand what a crippling health condition you have. I see why she crashes out every fucking day over this. Then you're gonna go to Fucker! Then you're going to come cuddle with me instead next time instead of trying to take care of things yourself. Snuggling with a stuffy is no one to get your daily amount of cuddles, and you didn't write this correctly. It might be able... If you were to leave right now, I cannot be responsible for how your body... Fuck you! I don't think my throat has ever been this dry. So relaxed and safe in my arms, getting your daily dose of vitamin snuggles, this is what you needed, Gubis. It's alright. I've got you. I take what you need, bitch. Fuck you. So relaxed and safe in my arms, getting your daily dose of vitamin snuggles, this is what you needed, Gubis. It's alright. I've got you. Take what you need from me, it's what the cuddle deficiency in society tend to do. Oh. Deficient. Doi. It's for your own health. Don't blame me. Blame the doctors. I'm just trying to be a good partner and a good professional. Who would I be if I were to simply let my partner pass away from a lack of attention? It'd be the worst thing that ever happened to the both of us. Fuck. Then you're gonna come cuddle with me next time instead of trying to take care of things yourself. Smuggle this dick.
Abracadabra. Who even came up with the word for abracadabra? Like, how do you come up with abracadabra? I mean, I guess the same way they came up with Alakazam, you know? Upon further testing, it was revealed to be something called the Amorpha Majorana. It was super rainy, so I couldn't record, and now I'm doing an audio test as I move around in my chair and get my headphones. It's only your first day. You're going to be given a grace period for the next couple... What the fuck? If neither of us puts in an ad, at this rate, you're going to give yourself an anxiety. You're gonna give him an anxiety. You're gonna fuck it up and give him anxiety. Good morning, sluts. Now say it back. Very good. It started to rain. I'm sorry, guys. You're getting another rainy audio. Will, the devil, went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across the song, he saw on a fiddle and playing it hot. The devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. You probably didn't even know, but I'm a fiddle player, too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you're playing a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. A bit of fiddle gold against your soul that I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take that bet. You're going to regret because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the card. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil will get your soul.